£1.3 million spent on diversity officers by tax collecting agency. By Kurt Zindelka on February 5, 2023. At a cost of over £1.3 million per year, Britain's tax collecting agency Revenue and Customs, HMRC, is reportedly employing some 22 full-time diversity officers. As the British taxpayer is suffering under the highest tax burden since the Second World War, the very agency tasked with collecting hard-earned cash from the public is splashing out an estimated £1,393,885 on woke diversity officers. According to a report from Guido Fox, His Majesty's Revenue and Customs has added 6 more diversity and inclusion officers to its ranks since August, taking the total to 22 full-time employees and adding an additional £374,351 in yearly salary commitments. The report claimed that at least 2 officers are paid a staggering £80,384 a year, while 7 are paid £66,712 per year, and a further 7 are paid £42,057. As of the time of publication, £1 exchanges for $1.21. Commenting on this frivolous spending by the tax agency, Joe Vontra of the Taxpayers Alliance told The Times, "Taxpayers are tired of diversity demagogues draining the exchequer dry. While public bodies have clear duties under the Equality Act, there is no scenario in which this number of write-in roles is necessary. Public sector bosses need to get a grip." Though it is unclear as to what exactly the need for diversity officers is in the collection of tax revenue, HMRC's website claims that its diversity goals include fighting discrimination, harassment, and victimization while promoting equal opportunity. Defending spending money on diversity officers, a spokesman for HMRC insisted the body was legally required to comply with the Equality Act 2010 and other legislation. "We rightly invest in providing extra support to people from backgrounds that have traditionally been underrepresented in the department, including certain ethnic groups, care leavers, former service personnel and others." Despite the perhaps poorly named Conservative Party being in power for nearly 13 years, such woke spending in government departments has continued to run rampant. For example, the nation's socialized healthcare system, the National Health Service, NHS, currently employs at least 812 diversity officers at a cost of £40.7 million per year, roughly equivalent to the cost of 1,200 new nurses. Meanwhile, police forces across the nation are also reportedly spending at least £10.2 million on diversity, inclusion, and equality, DIE, officers, in addition to £3.6 million to put on equality training programs. The woke drive in law enforcement has not only cost the taxpayer millions, but has also impacted the quality of officers recruited, with London's Metropolitan Police allegedly hiring functionally illiterate officers in order to increase diversity within its ranks. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.